The Public News Service Daily Newscast, May the 12th, 2021. I'm Mike Clifford. Montanans have a chance to weigh in on firearms on college campuses at a listening session today. Eric Tegetthoff tells us Governor Greg Gianforte signed a measure in February, expanding concealed carry in most public places, including on college campuses.
The Montana Board of Regents is deciding this month how to implement this or if it will challenge the law in court. Grace Benesudi with Forward Montana says only police officers, security guards, and private security currently are allowed to carry firearms on campuses. But this law would overrule the board's policy.
It weakens the Board of Regents' constitutional authority to make their own policies for the university system, and it also sets a really dangerous precedent for power grabs by the legislature in the future.
At House Bill 102's signing, Gianforte said the bill helps Montanans better protect themselves.
The board is set to hold another meeting starting on May the 26th. Undocumented people in Michigan would regain the right to apply for a driver's license or ID card if two bills introduced Tuesday in the state Senate were to pass.
They're called the Drive Safe Bills, which stands for Safety, Access, Freedom, and the Economy. 17-year-old Saineva Uparapalli from Troy says the current rules are a huge burden on families such as hers. That's because her driver's license became invalid when the family's visa came up for renewal.
I can't go out to get groceries. I can't go out at all. I can't go to school because I can't drive anymore. And, you know, these are small things, but they make such a huge change in our life.
Opponents say giving government IDs to undocumented people would undermine immigration laws. I'm Suzanne Potter.
Senate Bills 433 and 434 would grant an estimated 100,000 people the right to apply for a driver's license and state ID. 18 other states and territories already have passed similar measures. And after a legislative session that was packed with measures to address climate change, clean energy groups say Washington State should address carbon pollution from the building sector next. Jesse Pietfort directs the Sierra Club's Washington State chapter. He says the state should focus on electrifying buildings with clean energy.
Every time a building gets built with gas-powered appliances for water or heating or cooling, it digs our climate hole just a little bit deeper. So we need state and local policies that move us away from that practice.
A measure requiring all new buildings to be net zero by 2030 and all buildings by 2050 stalled in the legislative session. This is PNS. Scientists now expect climate change to increase extreme weather events such as the rare deep freeze that hit Texas in February. Ross Brown reports that could mean an increase in food insecurity, which was estimated to affect one in four Americans before the pandemic.
Texas A&M Extension Specialist Juan Enciso says the freak winter storm got a lot of attention, but he worries how drought might impact food insecurity.
Of course, Texas is about droughts and large rain events, and probably the most critical thing has been this lack of rainfall type weather that we're kind of experiencing.
Despite spring moisture, the Texas State climatologist is predicting drier and hotter days ahead. I'm Roz Brown.
Last November, the number of Americans who reported not having enough to eat hit an all-time high since the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic. A group of military and government leaders has endorsed an initiative to protect the 1 million acres of salt marsh that stretches from North Carolina down to the northeast coast of Florida.
Salt marshes are sinewy channels of coastal grasslands known for their ability to protect coasts from flooding and storm surge. About a dozen military bases and training grounds are located along or close to the southeast coastline. John Nicholson of the North Carolina Department of Environmental Quality says healthy salt marshes can significantly improve coastal ecosystem and community resilience.
Through the protection of property, infrastructure, and the installations overall from storm surge and flooding during, you know, heavy rain events and hurricanes.
The decision came from the Southeast Regional Partnership for Planning and Sustainability, which includes members of the Department of Defense and other federal agencies, along with state environmental and natural resource officials from across the Southeast. I'm Nadia Ramlagan.
Finally, Mark Bowen tells us children's well-being advocates say issues such as housing instability are prominent today as they work with minors in difficult situations.
Nearly 30 years in, the Children's Defense Fund's Beat the Odds program awards $5,000 college scholarships to Minnesota teens overcoming significant barriers to finishing high school. One of this year's recipients, Quentin Wolf of Minneapolis, missed his sophomore year and saw his family evicted. He says it was overwhelming at times.
Sometimes I would say, you know, what's the point? Just wishing I had a normal life. But then I would realize that working this hard and doing what I do make me who I am eventually.
He says his academic career rebounded through positive messages he retained from his parents while taking control of his learning environment.
And apologies in order for some of our loyal radio stations. A glitch at the mothership prevented many stations from getting the Tuesday newscast. It's good to be back, and thank you. This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.